All right, let's help line it up.
214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline. The Hardline.
It's brought to you by
Milestone AC Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Okay, so.
Help.
I put it in the Slack.
Yeah, was this 2 days ago, or was this yesterday that this guy sent this to us?
I think it was yesterday.
It turns out that he is a teacher, and I can't find it in Slack.
Here, I got it.
Okay. It turns out that he is a teacher, and he had an unfortunate incident with his phone.
Yes. So he says, I'm not calling as I don't want my voice on the air just in case. Today I had my boss and higher-ups come in for a meeting. Unfortunately for me, my Bluetooth connected to my phone and played through a speaker. The first thing we heard in my room was, and he's a teacher, keep
yes.
this in mind. The first thing we heard in my room was, do you want a bigger erection?
Oh, no.
Yes, I was listening to the ticket app. Usually not a bad thing and easy to get out of, as it was a commercial. However, I'm a pre-K teacher.
Ugh.
And the only male that works at my school. I frantically tried to get my phone out of my pocket, but I hit the 30-second forward button a couple times instead of pause, and got afternoon job talking about giving, wearing a pimp coat and getting lap dances from teachers.
Because yesterday George was on the air. They had just gone to a bar in our hotel, he and Donovan had, where they encountered a group of teachers that were celebrating like a 30th birthday party.
Yeah, they were from Fort Worth, right?
I believe so. And so George, yes, was talking about getting lap dances from teachers. While
right.
This
and,
guy.
And they were, the bar that they were at, it's like 16 degrees in there. And all the furniture is made of blocks of ice. And so when you go in there, they give you a giant fur coat to wear.
Right? Yeah, yes.
And so he looked like a pimp, and he was getting, they were joking about getting lap dances from these teachers. So he says, I hit the 30-second forward button a couple times, and instead of pause, and got afternoon job talking about his pimp coat and lap dances with teachers. I now have another meeting with my principal tomorrow after school. What the F am I going to say about that awkward event? I looked like the biggest creep D-bag to the admin ladies I had never met until that moment. I'll see you gentlemen at ticket stock. Any advice would be appreciated.
The fact that it was cranked out over a Bluetooth speaker.
Courage.
Do you want a bigger erection? But wait, wait, no. That all you listen to are that. And then the radio show that you're listening to, they're just talking about potentially having sex with a group of teachers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this garbage you're listening to, Mr. Pre-K teacher?
Yeah, that one's going to be tough to walk back.
Yeah.
That's a, we'd like to offer solutions.
Yeah, we can write you a letter of recommendation.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help.
Sometimes we don't always have perfect solutions for your situation.
No. No, I feel that's got to be really weird being a dude that works in a predominantly female-driven industry when things like that could happen. Like if that was a welder's convention or whatever and something like that happened, everybody's kind of looking around and they start laughing, you know, about stuff like that.
Yes.
But just depending on what industry you're in, that could be a very big positive or very, very big negative. And do you think that there was conversations had between those people that were in there afterwards? Like, golly, Steve.
I didn't know he was such a perv.
Right. He was so into boner pills.
He was listening to a commercial for boner pills.
I would have concerns.
And then he was listening to a podcast about assaulting teachers.
I would have some concerns if I was a parent or a colleague.
I know. I know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You just need to, mea culpa, like, I should not have been listening to that
the sports
on
radio.
Campus.
Yeah.
Because even though it is sports radio, they sometimes work blue.
Yeah.
And it's not appropriate should anyone overhear it, and I will never do it again.
They're not always talking sports.
All that implies.
Right.
Oh, that's your little sports station that you listen
well,
to?
Well, see, there's some other things they get into from time to time.
Yeah. Oh, like boner pills?
Sometimes, yes. When the situation is right.
Oh, my God. So,
yes, Corby?
What's his name?
Carrot Top?
Carrot Top. I almost called him Kirby Puckett.
What?
That name was taken, so he had to choose Carrot Top.
Forgot his name.
I'm comedian Kirby Puckett.
Yeah. He didn't have his hat on today. And yeah. So his hair, we thought maybe it was part of a costume, like yeah. The hair hat combo. But no, man, that hair is flying today.
It's many colors, too. It's not just red anymore.
Is he 100% the most homeless looking person who also has $70 million?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, on the planet.
There's a lot of $70 million people.
I know, but...
A lot.
They don't look like that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, we have a wide net. Like, when I heard... is it Daniel Snyder? Daniel Snyder is not in the top 200 richest Americans after he sold the Commanders for $7 billion. And I just thought to myself... Not in the top 200.
Yeah.
How many rich people are there on this planet?
No. And then you get to the down to the poor
down
70,
to 70 million.
Million.
There must be 10,000. Or is that low?
I think that's low. I think that's way low.
How many Americans have $70 million?
Well, I think that we can say that he definitely is the most homeless looking person.
Just be careful.
I don't think you have to be careful. Again,
what does Stephen King look like walking around?
Not like that.
What does Peter King look like walking
you're
around?
Right, yeah. I hand it to Carrot Top, though. 2 full days out here.
He's hustling.
Hey, can I address social media?
Yeah.
Is that a drop, or did I just say that?
No, you just, go.
It is yeah. Now.
So, we're going to U2 tonight. Mm-hmm. And as we speak... My wife has landed at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. People thought that Sally was here all week, like just lording over you.
What the heck is going
sure,
on? Who started? Did the Beezer say that?
I don't know. But yeah.
She's being compared to Mare Bear.
Yeah. Sally's the new Mare Bear.
She's here for like 12 hours. She's going to a concert. Bob and Sally were toying with a Vegas trip to see U2.
Right.
Then we were toying with one, and I said, hey, since I'm buying the tickets, let me get one more for the little lady. We'll fly her in, see the show, and fly her out. That does not make her Mare Bear. Now, we like Mare Bear. We like her. But she was there for help and companionship. And
right. She had a job to do.
Colostomy bag.
Stop it. No one's saying anything.
Colostomy bag. Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
Little assistants, little personal assistant type thing.
Yeah, right.
My wife has not graduated to that role in life.
Not yet.
Not yet. In and out.
Yeah. And just for the record.
I won't even be here for breakfast tomorrow.
I asked mine as well if she wanted to come up here, and I was going to do the same thing. And
She
declined.
My queen, and I'll be in big trouble. No,
I think she's
kidding.
More slandering. They're slandering you.
No, they are.
But you need a... God, Norman I just can't Mary. Go a week.
Yeah.
I just can't go a week without you, baby.
I thought it was more of like a Doug Christie situation.
Right, where she's going to weigh his balls.
Yeah. She's got her little scales.
Right.
Make sure that right, no seed has been spilled.
Good, Bob.
I think she's still at very little to worry about.
6.3 pounds. That's perfect.
But this morning show slander needs to come to an end.